I look forward to face-to-face. We are very excited. We are preparing our campus for face-to-face instruction.
Well, this is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome. And thank you for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business and also the host of this podcast. This episode brought to you by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, as well as Banjo Liquid Handling Products, proud supporters of the 2021 Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. You can learn more at agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. Well, this week on the podcast, we welcome Dr. Niaz Latif. Niaz is the dean of Purdue Northwest College of Technology, a school with much to talk about in the way of ag tech, especially recently. And Niaz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You have a well-established career across a number of Purdue's campuses. Talk a little bit about your background and how you got into your current position.
Well, I'm an ag engineering graduate. I started my first job, two-year campus in LSU, a small campus, then moved to Greater Cincinnati at Northern Kentucky University, moved to the rank, came to Purdue 22 years ago. Yeah. I started at West Lafayette as a department chair in College of Technology, and then assistant dean, moved to Purdue Northwest in 2007 with the aspiration of making a difference, move the college to the next level, be best among our peers. And I think we have accomplished a lot in terms of applied research, external funding, and student success. We are engaged, as our chancellor's vision is to be the engaged university at Northwest Indiana. We're engaged with our community. And we have become an integral partner for economic development in Northwest Indiana. So it has been fun all these years. I love working at Purdue Northwest, and we have an outstanding team here.
Yeah, I want to talk specifically about the College of Technology, but more broadly, Purdue Northwest, it just seems to me like the profile of the campus there in Northwest Indiana continues to increase. There's more visibility and more interaction, as you said, a lot of connection in the community.
Yeah, but I think we truly believe that as an institution in Northwest Indiana, we have to be engaged with our community, our constituencies, our stakeholders. I think then we both benefit. It generates the economic development, it creates jobs, we all benefit from that. And Chancellor, when he joined Purdue Northwest, that was his goal, to be at the engaged university. And I say always that College of Technology is the engaged meant arm for Purdue Northwest.
Yeah, we'll talk about the College of Technology at Purdue Northwest. Dive into the work of the program, really, and the value you think it provides to students who choose that degree path.
Well, first of all, we go to the students with a simple message. Our programs are relevant and connected to business industry. So when you graduate from our program, you're job ready. Our programs are application oriented. We use state-of-the-art laboratory facilities. And so we also think that our students benefit from the partnership with the industry. They find internship, they find employment after graduation, and they have real life experience as we do projects in partnership with industry. So that's our strength. They come to us because our program's relevancy and connection with the business and industry.
And I've got to believe that companies and organizations in Northwest Indiana welcome you with open arms. I mean, I assume there's a real interest in the part of the corporate world in Northwest Indiana to partner with Purdue Northwest.
In fact, it is so true, not only the regional companies, at the national level. As we speak, this week we are having a national organization, PMMI, which is an organization of packaging machinery industry who we partner with. They're having their Central Education Committee meeting on our campus.
Wow. Wow, very good. It was recently announced, and I think this is very noteworthy, that researchers from the College of Technology there were being awarded more than $1 million in federal and private funding to work on solutions in ag tech. Talk about the Sprint Challenge and Project Traverse.
So the Sprint Challenge is a call for Department of labor under Economic Development Authority Administration to support some kind of projects that will benefit the situation that we are encountering under pandemic, right? So we thought that we submit a project. We realized that there is the workforce predictability is not guaranteed, so we don't know under pandemic whether we'll have the human resource or not. So we thought we submit a proposal because our strength in faculty expertise, a project which will explore remote operation of a small horticulture production. We'll use the robots and off-the-shelf gaming system to do so, and if we do distinct tasks like planting, harvesting, sorting, and packing for orders. So I think this project is relevant to our current situation because it is hopefully provide a solution to worker shortages to small to medium-sized horticulture industry. So we have a very catchy name. We call it Project Traverse. Please bear with me. It is Ag Tech Robotics Automation and Virtually Employed Resiliently Scaling Enterprise. We affectionately call it Project Traverse.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, but a very important initiative. And I think back to our original point about that, those connections right in your own backyard, outside of the Sprint Challenge funding, you've also been given an in-kind contribution from Digital Crossroad there in Hammond. Talk about that collaboration, because I know Digital Crossroad is really making an impact. There's a lot of excitement around that development in Northwest Indiana.
Absolutely. Digital Crossroad has been an integral partner for Purdue Northwest. In fact, when they started this project, they came to us and they encouraged us to develop some kind of partnership with them. It happens that we submitted this proposal and they said they're going to use the waste heat from their data center and can use it in a greenhouse. It just fell in the right place. They are giving us the greenhouse. We'll have our operation, horticulture operation at their location, and we'll operate it from our location in Hammond campus. So it is a great partnership. It is being built right now. While it is being done, we are working on putting the system together to deliver the project on time.
Talk about, Niaz, if you would, the workforce is such a huge issue for companies and communities, not only here in Indiana, obviously, but around the country. Expand on the need for technologies that really address alternative labor solutions, labor shortages, why the work is important both locally and really on a global scale.
See, alternative labor solution is very important for those industries which rely on seasonal labors, right? And which are not always predictable. So we realized that during the pandemic. Although we don't have exact data, some preliminary data did indicate that even local producers around here felt that kind of crunch in terms of labor shortage. So using technology as an alternative to human resource also addressed the unpredictability on availability of the workers, right? So while we cannot speak at the level regionally, we can say that any proven technology will be adopted by the relevant industry. So what we are trying to do, come up with a technology, indicate the proof of technology so that it is received down the road by the relevant industry.
Yeah. When you look at the intersection of agriculture and technology, certainly it's about technology, about innovation. But at the end of the day, I think, talent, it really gets down to talent. Talk about, in your view, the importance of getting talent on board to really go after some of these challenges that that farmers and food producers face every day.
Yeah. So I'll go back a little bit. You know that looking at agriculture practices decades ago and now, a lot of things has changed. And in fact, technology helped to integrate agriculture for improved productivity, efficiency, at the same time, safety of the operators, correct? So technology is moving along. So the more and more applications being done at the end of the day to improve the productivity and the worker safety. Now, At the same time, it is also necessary for us to train individuals so that we can give the workforce using those technology, no matter which industry that is. So part of the interesting thing about Economic Development Administration grant under DOL is that there must be a component of workforce development. So even within our project, when we come up with this system, there is a component where we have to train workforce who would be using this kind of technology to solve the problem. So it is extremely important, and the federal government at the state level, there are resources being available right now to come up with the workforce development in the advanced technology, automation, and also advanced manufacturing. And Purdue Northwest has positioned itself very well to provide those kind of support, those kind of workforce development training in this area.
When you look at the project, can you give us some insight and really into how it's going with your team of researchers, the timeline for completion, and maybe potential commercialization?
First of all, yes, the project start date officially June and July, but because of pandemic, you know, this is somewhat, I wouldn't say delayed, but while the greenhouse being built, our team meeting on a regular basis to ordering the components, robotic system, to put the system together and try it on campus first before we implemented the remote operation at the greenhouse. So it is going very well. It's an 18 months project. We will have two summer cycle, and the horticultural product that we are dealing with is the tomatoes. We're already growing it here locally. So I think we'd be able to deliver the project on time because we pulled the team together. And as I said, Digital Crossroad has been integral partner for us, and we're working for them so that there's a seamless delivery of this project.
Good. Dionys, how does being in Indiana and on a Purdue campus, in your view, help push innovation like Project Traverse, to push those kinds of things forward? Talk about just physically being in Indiana, the collaborative spirit here, and kind of that momentum, I think, in the ag tech sector.
I think two things helps us at Purdue Northwest and within the Purdue system. First of all, anything entrepreneurial, anything that will benefit the region, the economic development or human resource development or job creation, Purdue has been supportive all the time. My experience at West Lafayette, my experience at Purdue Northwest has been that we leverage each other's resource to have this common goal to change the life of our citizens and the economic development. And our institution at Purdue Northwest, at the highest level, that is the commitment we made. So in fact, any kind of resource that we need, if we don't have it at our institution, we can seek out to another location. And the same way, it goes vice versa. We have outstanding facility right here. You are familiar with it, possibly, under Chancellor leadership, we have established 5 years ago, Commercialization and Manufacturing Excellence Center. What it does, it helps local entrepreneurs with their innovative ideas, help them and provide them legal help, patent help, any kind of business help, so that their innovative products can be commercialized. And we have been modestly successful all this year for the last 4 or 5 years.
Very good. Dr. Niaz Latif is the Dean of Purdue University's Northwest College of Technology. Certainly a lot going on in the College of Technology and even more broadly on the campus in Northwest Indiana, making a big difference there. Niaz, thank you so much for joining us. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. For more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space, just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.